this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, August 16th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. This day, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled Metamorphosis. The scripture text is from Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Earlier this summer, we found the large caterpillar picture above in our backyard. I'm reading our text today. If you go to the website at www.dailyencouragementnet, you can see a picture of that caterpillar. I was obviously able to get a real close up to take the photo, and the caterpillars just can't move very fast, but I didn't really care to touch it or pick it up. In my standards of what is appealing, it wouldn't rate very high.
The featured caterpillar will eventually change into the black swallowtail butterfly pictured here in our at our site. What a difference. We ate supper outside last night, and these beautiful butterflies were feasting on our butterfly bush.
The butterfly weed, which is a different plant than the butterfly bush, in our backyard attracts various butterflies. The larvae feed on these plant leaves for about 2 weeks, developing into caterpillars about 2 inches long. Next, they transform into a pupa or chrysalis, and in about 2 weeks, complete the transformation into a butterfly. Many of us will recall from science class that this process is called metamorphosis. I still remember learning that big word, perhaps even when I was in elementary school.
Well, God is in the process of transforming us. The daily text was one of the first verses that Stephen and I both memorized after we accepted Christ. One of the earliest Greek words that we learned was based on this text. Now, I'm going to let Stephen give the pronunciation for this word.
The word here in the text, it's translated transform, is the word metamorphustan, which is the very word metamorphosis is derived from. Concerning this transformation, one of my Greek reference works expounds, and I'm quoting right now from the dictionary of Greek words, Kittle, for those of you that know dictionaries. Quote, it does not take place by rituals, but by the ministry of the Spirit. It is not for an elite few, but for all Christians. It is not just a hope for the future, but begins already with the coming of the Spirit as a deposit. It carries with it an imperative, set in the new aeon, and that's not a word I even use or know. It says Christians must reshape their conduct in accordance with it. This takes place as their minds and wills are renewed by the Spirit.
The Scriptures call us to some personal responsibility in the God-ordained process of transformation. In each step of the butterfly's development, it merely follows the pattern the Creator designed for it. While I'm unaware of any resistance the butterfly has to being transformed.
But this is so often not the case with us. We constantly battle sin, the flesh, and the devil as we submit ourselves to the transforming work of the Spirit. This transformation is not for a short season, but is a lifelong commission. We are being transformed, and it seems that this phase will not be complete until the next stage of our existence, when we go to heaven. God no longer asks us to offer blood sacrifices, but instead He calls us to offer up our body to Him as a living sacrifice. Well, the reality of being a living sacrifice is the tendency to keep jumping off the altar of sacrifice. This means we must continue to surrender our body, mind, and spirit to Him, which is holy and pleasing to God, and is our act of spiritual worship.
Let's pray together. Jesus, as we earnestly follow after You, our minds are being renewed daily. Our ambitions, goals, and affections are being transformed into Your likeness. The ways of the world no longer appeal to us as we transfix our thoughts upon the author and finisher of our faith. It is in dying to the world that we become alive unto Christ, and it is through your mercy that we offer our lives today as living sacrifices. Increase our spiritual appetite so that our body, mind, and soul feeds upon your word and brings glory to your name. May we taste and see that you are good, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer with us today. Hope you prayed along with me, podcast listeners. Well, we are, again, we're Stephen and Brooksine. There are a number of additional resources on our site today, and I'm not going to read them all. Brooksine has another thoughtful but rather lengthy note that is kind of related to the message and some additional input that she would like to share today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and on the site today there is both a photo of the caterpillar referred to, which is actually the caterpillar to the black swallowtail butterfly, taken in our backyard, and then another photo of a butterfly. Of course, I can't be sure. Well, I know they wouldn't be the same butterfly because for the caterpillar, because I actually took the butterfly picture before, but it is a black swallowtail caterpillar as we did our study. Well, the other resources we have, you hear their background of our podcast today. Brooksine playing a song that was expressed in her prayer I saw as well, called Jesus, All for Jesus, a wonderful song of commitment. Relatively recently written, I believe. Do have a link also to some information about the black swallowtail butterfly from another website. And then some additional music resources, the vocal of All for Jesus, as well as another song that I had earlier selected, but Brooksine thought hers went well too, a song that is called The Power of Your Love that seems to me to go with the message. Well, have a blessed day today. Again, our website's www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site on Wednesday, the 16th of August, you can get these materials directly. If not, just back up to that particular date using the back feature above, that's built into the web page, or the archive feature. Have a great day. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged in your walk with the Lord.